In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, explain to me what we just listened to, because I think we sat here in the break trying to figure this out, and I don't know that there's any, I don't know, we need one of those, like, remember when you were a kid, you would get cereal and they had, like, a decoder?
Those were fun.
I think we need one of those now.
Crummy commercial? Son.
I like those little two-tone whistles you used to get, too.
No, two-tone, I just remember, did you ever play the game Password, too? Remember those where you put the thing in and it was behind a red piece of, yeah, that's what I'm, we need one of those.
Mm-hmm.
That's a decoder, isn't it?
Okay.
The password is starter.
Okay. You want me to be a betting man?
Jeff Phelps.
If I were a betting man.
Yes.
Deshaun Watson will not play against Seattle.
I might bet against you. I think he plays.
All right. If I were a betting man, I'd say he doesn't play. Reason why, he was scheduled to play. He was playing. And today, Kevin backed down from that and said, yeah, we'll see. We'll make a final determination later in the week.
Nah, I don't know. Did he back down or did he just give you Kevin speak? I think
he
it
had
was
already
just Kevin
told
speak.
Us that he was playing. Not today, previously. He already said he was playing against Seattle.
Yeah.
And then Deshaun said, oh, really? I didn't know that.
Do we have
that
cut?
And then today, Kevin said, yeah, we'll make a final determination later in the week.
Hang on. You dissect this, my friends around Northeast Ohio. Do you think Deshaun is playing?
Yeah, I think both. I think, like I told you guys, you know, you have a plan, but you want to make sure as you get through the week that you feel good about it. So we'll make that determination later.
See, I secretly think that they are so desperate for a win here in the preseason. I mean, those first two losses were just devastating. And what they're doing to the mental psyche of this team during the preseason, if they don't walk out with a win, I just can't imagine what they're going to be like week one. I'm 1,000% kidding if you think I'm serious. I don't know that he gave us anything there. I think his plan is for him to play.
He gave us that Deshaun's not playing.
I totally Dan, do you think he said he's not playing?
I think he walked out of that room after that press conference, and he went Cleavon Little in Blazing Saddles, and he just looked over and went, oh, baby, you are so talented. And they are, whew, and walked up away. I'm starting to think this is just performance art. I really am.
He is playing. Do you think anyone that listens, I'll play it for you again if you need to hear it again. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Based on this cut, do you think Deshaun Watson is playing?
It goes back a little further than just the cut.
All right. Well, just for the basis of this argument, listen to this cut. You tell me if you think he's going to play or not.
Yeah, I think both. I think, like I told you guys, you know, you have a plan, but you want to make sure as you get through the week that you feel good about it. So we'll make that determination later.
All right. So if for some reason he doesn't feel good about his own game plan, then maybe Deshaun doesn't play. Oh, Jeff is not. Now Jeff's trying to figure it out. I think Jeff's coming around to the other side on this.
No, he said something a little more specific about Deshaun, that wasn't that cut.
I listened to the whole thing. I think his game plan is to play Deshaun as
he
originally
said
scheduled.
All starters should expect to play.
Well, then that should make you think he's going to
do
play.
Do you want that cut instead?
I certainly do.
Yes. I could give you that cut. Here you go.
All of our starters should expect to play, and then we'll determine who does or doesn't, how many plays they do. Like I told you guys, in particular with Deshaun, I want to take in all the information this week and really make a final determination later in the week.
What information is there to take in this week?
The way he looks in practice.
Oh, what baby, difference you does, are so talented.
What difference does that make?
What do you mean, what difference
what
does that
difference
make?
What difference does it make how Deshaun Watson would look in practice as to whether he plays on Saturday?
What if Deshaun looks rusty and says, I got to get him some work against a real team? You going to throw him out there then?
To me, everything that he needs to decide is, do we think the team is healthy enough to support our starting quarterback this week?
Well, I mean, based on what we've talked about, it sounds like almost he'll have 4/5 of his offensive line. Is that right?
And if Jermaine Ifedi plays, Jermaine is a former starter. In fact, a former first-round draft choice of the Seattle Seahawks.
So so he's got the playbook. So then for sure he's going to be there.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
Doesn't matter. Old ink.
The new head coach.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. They're still running everything from Pete Carroll.
That's right. That's what I think. It's the Pete Carroll offense.
I personally think he completely backed down, and this is okay, completely backed down from Deshaun is playing, and we'll make a determination later in the week. Well, now he opens himself up for second-guessing like absolute crazy if he goes ahead and plays him, because it's like, well, apparently during the middle of the week, you weren't sure if you're going to play him or not.
Yeah, I just think he thinks in practice.
Yeah, now we're going to play him.
I disagree. I think
you're
making more out of it.
There's no competitive advantage here.
I think he's just saying to himself, if Deshaun looks right and there's no setbacks physically,
then we're not playing
him. Then we're going to play him.
Oh, then we're going to.
I would think
you're going to not play him.
I don't know how two people can look at the same. This is like that silly draft.
Have you not paid attention to you and me for 13 years?
Yeah.
That's how two people can look at the same thing and see something completely different.
You guys heard what we just heard.
And there's Phelps. And they're two very opposite things.
That's why I think they should play this game. And I think it's South Underwood, South Dakota or something like that. Or North Underwood, right the middle spot.
Andy spent the entire break looking at geography.
I enjoy geography. Do you have a problem with that?
I enjoyed it,
too. If you learned two things this week, I enjoy geography, and I do think I could have had a career in power washing, because I had the best time on Sunday power washing. Really enjoyed it.
Folks, anybody listening, honest to God, he's been talking about power washing since we started yesterday.
I just really enjoyed it. I thought it was very satisfying. You walk away from it, it looks clean, and you feel like you did a good day.
And you didn't work. You let the hose do the whole thing.
I disagree. There is work in power washing. The angle of the stream is very important.
Oh,
as you're trying to get rid of it. As you're trying to get rid of the
dirt. Let's take a left turn before we get pulled into a meeting. Here's Kevin Stefanski on how things are going in camp.
So the guys can get used to that type of schedule. Also get used to the idea of getting a game plan. First and second down today, getting a third down game plan tomorrow, getting a red zone game plan the next day. So just really conditioning our bodies, conditioning their minds to be ready to get through a regular season schedule, if you will.
Are we getting the thought that Deshaun Watson isn't going to play? He wants a regular schedule with regular impactful days that are all laid out the way they would during the regular season. I know he left
himself.
He left himself a little room that if he doesn't like the way things look for Deshaun Watson this week, he may not play him. There is some room there for that. But I have no reason to believe he's not playing Deshaun Watson this week.
I've got a real smart guy comment. You're cutting me off. You ready?
Welcome to my world.
So in other words, what is Kevin putting in place? Exactly what they've had for Deshaun Watson for 22 of the 34 games that he's been a member of the Cleveland Browns. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can somebody please
games
help
he
me?
He didn't play.
Can somebody please? Are you on Team Phelps or are you on Team Baskin?
There's
on this
no teams
one?
Here, Andy. He previously said Deshaun was starting.
Yes.
Today he said with Deshaun specifically, we'll take a look at all of the evidence or whatever and have a final determination later in the week.
Then he'll go on to tell you that he says
down from him starting.
But he says that about every player. In fact, I think he said that during the but it's not just Deshaun. It's just not the quarterback position. It's every position. Maybe Amari Cooper. I don't like the way Amari was running his routes this week, so we're going to give him the day off.
Why would he say previously Deshaun is starting against Seattle and today say, we'll make a final determination later in the week?
Because he believed at the time. Again, it's when you're at the podium, what you're saying is the truth. 2 seconds away from walking away from that podium, that could be old news.
You're watching the party conventions and thinking everybody at the podium saying the truth, huh?
Where did that come from? But that's true. Everybody that says something when they're
just
at a podium.
Just because you stand at a desk. I'm telling you the truth.
It's true in the moment.
I'm at a podium.
Jeff, in press conferences, it's we all know that what a coach says when they're standing there is probably the truth. It is probably the truth. And I believe what he said today what he's believed the whole time. Look, if Jerry Jeudy...
Was he telling us the truth when he said Kevin was... Or that Deshaun was starting against Seattle.
Yeah, at that moment, it was true.
Oh, at that moment.
Jeff, Andy. I think he's playing this week. You could sit there and try to figure out and think that he's not. Kevin didn't tell you any reason. Kevin left the door open that if something happens this week or he wants to change his mind, he's allowed to. He didn't have to give you a hard... If plans go the way they're supposed to go, Deshaun Watson is supposed to start this week, and he will. I think in some ways you're listening to it, you're like, whoa, that means he's not playing. I don't know if that's true.
He opened the door for him not to play.
He opened the door for every one of his players not to play.
He didn't tell me everybody else was starting. A week or two ago, he told me that Deshaun was starting.
Did you ask him if JOK was starting against Seattle? Did anyone ask that? Did anyone say, hey, is Jordan Hicks going to start against Seattle? No.
Andy, does anyone really care if they start against Seattle?
Yes, because they need to get their work in.
We care about whether Deshaun starts or not.
We also care for Amari Cooper. We care if Nick Chubb was going to start. Guys that are, I mean, there were questions about Jack Conklin. There were questions about Jed Wills in this. You know, the starters should come into this game prepared to start. And Deshaun Watson is no different than any other starter in this scenario. I believe he wants his quarterback to get out there and get a few reps. And I believe that unless something goes haywire between now and Saturday, that Deshaun Watson is going to play quarterback for Seattle on Saturday night. You might believe different. I might believe different, but I just think that he didn't give me any reason to think that he wasn't going to start Deshaun if things go normal. If he has a regular scheduled practice, if everything just goes the way it's supposed to go, he's good. He left the door open for maybe at the last second. If Deshaun says, I don't feel good, I don't want to play, it's something about going down to the market in Seattle. Maybe he got sick.
He got hit in the head by a salmon.
That's right. Maybe those are all possibilities, and they could happen. Or maybe he had too much See's candy while he was out there. It's just something that's unique to Seattle while he's out there. That's what I'm saying. He left the door open a little bit.
Well,
I don't know anywhere where he said that he's not going to play. It rains here, too.
Hold on. It rains in Seattle. Sean McDermott decided, since the weather wasn't perfect in Pittsburgh, that Josh Allen wouldn't play. Maybe they do the same thing with Deshaun Watson.
You tell me. You listen to Kevin just like I did. Do you think he gave you any reason to believe that Deshaun Watson is not going to play on Saturday? 216-474-0092. Plus, we've talked about this for a long time, about the way we watch sports. I saw something earlier this week that might be a game changer as far as watching a game itself. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Neither one of us can figure out what he was saying about Deshaun Watson. I still think that his game plan is to start him on Saturday. Jeff thinks that he is... Well, I'm not going to put words in your mouth because this is what gets you mad or upset.
I think he doesn't play.
You think he's not going to play.
Dan, down.
Dan, is he playing or not?
I think he is not going to play, but this is all performance art.
There it is.
Jake, does he play or not on Saturday?
I think he plays.
Thank you. Yeah, you are. Can we get you a raise?
He's just sucking up.
I wish that I had the control over your paycheck because I would give you a raise. In fact, I would give you both of their paychecks combined. I'm just saying.
He hardly has control over his own paycheck.
Yeah. That's true.
Brett sends me this text. Your partner is missing the point you're trying to make. Nobody cares about if Cooper or Garrett play because they've proven themselves. We want to see Watson play to see if he can do it. He needs to start proving himself, and now. No more drama or BS.
Okay, so is he saying he is playing or not playing? Was that a tweet, text, whatever that was, right?
It was a text.
Oh, on the private line. So you got a private line text, and they're saying what? That I don't get it, or?
No, because you said all the other starters, and I'm like, hey.
I think
the other starters don't matter.
So what,
the only thing I'm saying is this, Andy.
Okay.
He previously said, period, that Sean is playing. Today he said, well, we'll see. Well, why would he? And now if he goes back and says, yeah, you know, we decided to start him, so we're really sorry about that ankle injury, then he's going to be in trouble. I just think that he gave himself wiggle room today that they will take advantage of. That's my only thought. It has nothing to do with Deshaun. It has everything to do with this. Kevin said absolutely he was playing. And today he said, well, we'll figure it out. Well, why would he bother to say we'll figure it out? He already said he was playing. So now if it's, we'll make a determination later in the week, I just think he gave himself some wiggle room. And that's fine. You know, we're just talking semantics here.
All right, I want to throw one other loop at both of you guys here before I know there's something else I'll talk.
This will be fun.
Is there any chance, and I know that we, Zach Jackson had the story out there that they're talking to other teams about Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any chance there are teams calling on Jameis Winston?
If I was a team in need of a quarterback, I would.
I would too.
Yeah, why not?
Should they be listening?
I think there will be, Andy, I'm serious. I think there will be a couple of interesting quarterback moves before the start of the regular season. I think one could be here. To me, interesting doesn't mean Tyler Huntley or DTR gets traded. To me, one of them will. I mean, you're not going to keep four quarterbacks. So if the Browns are fortunate, they'll be able to trade one of these guys. And really interesting would be Jameis Winston getting traded. If you're Dallas and you're sitting there with the guy who was the number three overall pick in the draft and played in the first preseason game, but was much better in preseason game number two and receiving really good reviews, you going to trade him or you going to make him your backup quarterback? Well, if you make him the backup quarterback, then Cooper Rush is available for somebody, if that does anything for anybody. And they're Minnesota right now, who has Nick Mullins as the backup quarterback, as we saw. Who's from Minnesota? Trey Lance. Would you bring him in, and he's the backup for Sam Darnold, and maybe beats out Darnold? Maybe. Then you have J.J. McCarthy coming back next year. What happens there? But Lance is on the last year of his rookie deal, so something might happen there.
I'm just going on the record. There's no way I'm trading Jameis Winston. If we didn't learn anything about Joe Flacco last year, it's that we need someone like Jameis Winston as the backup quarterback here. There was no way I would trade Jameis Winston.
I wouldn't either, unless somebody called me and
offered you what? The first rounder? Yes.
I don't think you're going to get a first
rounder. I don't think you are either. That's why I just think it's...
A second or a third.
I don't think so either. So there's no way you can tell me that they're going to be able to go out and get and I don't think Dorian Thompson-Robinson or Tyler Huntley is better than Jameis Winston, and I don't think anyone's going to give you a first, second, or third rounder. Someone would have to be extremely desperate to do that. Someone would have to lose their number one and number two and not have a quarterback going into the season to offer something like that up, don't you think? It would have to be a massively desperate move to give up a 1, 2, or 3 for Jameis Winston.
Yes.
Okay. Should they be entertaining?
Oh, Andy, forget the 1 or 2. That's not how.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know. That's why I'm saying it. I'm just looking at that. Was there any way you would be entertaining offers? Because I think we learned this last year with Josh Dobbs.
I wouldn't. I would keep Jameis on this team because he might be the guy I end up playing for a majority of the season.
Nothing
in Deshaun Watson's track record here gives you any confidence that he's going to play 12 games.
Amen. After arguing with you for an entire segment, I 1,000% agree with what you just said about Jameis Winston. You feel all right? Oh, now he's walking out of the room. He's just dropped his headsets. And I think I'm pretty sure he wants to go collect the check.
Our show has ended.
It's over?
You agreed.
I didn't hear the kazoo.
We agreed on something. I got to walk.
If the kazoo went,
that's it,
there
baby.
We go.
There it is. Good night, everybody. Baskin agrees with Phelps. It's either a really good thing or the end of my career.
Dan, would you be entertaining offers for Jameis Winston?
If someone wants to offer me something ridiculous, yes.
But nobody will.
Then the answer is no, because exactly what you guys all laid out.
Exactly.
12 games, I'd be over the moon if Deshaun Watson played 12 games. I mean, heck, we got, what, 6 last year?
Like, and 6 the year before because of suspension.
Yeah. Like, you'll take that in a heartbeat. So,
and
no,
remember,
I'm
he
not
played,
getting rid of Jameis.
He played 6 last year, but one of them he barely played because he got hurt against the Colts. So he really played 5 games.
I'm with you. I'm with you. We're on the same page. We are going to talk to Paul Hoynes coming up at 1 o'clock about what's going on with the Guardians. All right, I do want to have this quick little conversation. I was checking this out. It was on Instagram. And, Dan, what was it? It was Premier League soccer, wasn't it? So don't let that skew what we're talking about in this entire conversation just because you're like, Dan. No, I thought it was really interesting. What they did was they took an IMAX theater, essentially, and then they put a camera in to a Premier League stadium.
Yeah.
And so it was almost like you were sitting on a corner kick. Isn't that fair, Dan? You were sitting on one of the corners.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was like being at the game. I mean, it was like you were in a seat and you could see it. Now, I don't know if that's the seat I'd want. Is that the seat you'd want to sit in? Wouldn't you want to be at like the midpoint line? Is it a midpoint line? What do they call it?
It's like every other sport.
I don't want to.
You could call it the middle.
Midfield.
It's not the 50-yard line. But nor the center line for our Canadian friends listening across the lake.
It's not half court.
If he gets to leave, can I leave?
No,
come on, Dan,
we agreed on something.
We got lunch. Let's go.
Here, wait a second. Why don't I've got a hangnail. Wait a minute. Stop the clock or start your own clock. All right, we'll add some fake time to the end.
Don't talk about nails. It's not working out well for the Guardians.
No, you're right. I shouldn't do that. Yes. So anyway, it's just this. It's this venue where you go in. It's basically an IMAX theater. And when you look at the video of the folks, and then by the way, they bring you food, just like these really like the really nice movie theaters. Have you been in there where there's a menu and they?
Yeah,
you've been. It's that same thing.
So like that big theater at Cedar Point where I'd always get sick when they'd fly.
It's gone, man.
Plane.
When's the last time you were at Cedar Point? The
it's
IMAX
been a long
theater.
Time.
I don't want to do this to you, Jeff. I got to find out when the IMAX theater left Cedar Point.
All right, back to what you're talking about.
Hello,
back
Andy.
To what you're talking
come
about?
Come on back.
Come on back.
Come on, Andy.
All right, I'm on the Tiki Tour right
Andy's
now.
Andy's leading the show.
All right, I'm going to pick up the ball here.
Into the
all
sewer.
Right, so you would have a spot that's there. You would have somebody coming around. You would be around with a bunch of fans as well in a 3D environment that made you feel like you
and
were
it looks
at the
like
game.
It looks like you're at the stadium. Like if someone was standing behind you, it looks like you walk into the stadium.
You showed me the video.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. Yeah. Rather than just watching game action like on a television, it looks like you're sitting in the seats, which I wonder why do I need to look like I'm sitting in the seats if I can just watch it on television. But
that's true.
Okay.
Point of reference, Cedar Point Cinema has been gone since 2001.
Yeah, I've not been there in a long time, obviously. Actually, it's not been that long, but.
Would you go to one of these? I think I would go once just to see what it was like. I don't know that I would want to go to every game there, but you got to think that at some point, if the NFL saw this, you're talking about closed circuit Super Bowl.
Well, that's happened in sports. Portland, the Trailblazers, used to put their games on closed circuit television in a movie theater because the arena didn't hold enough folks to.
This is so much more than a movie theater, though. Looking at it.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, but, you know, I mean, that closed circuit stuff has been done.
Yeah, would you go? That's the question.
Well, if I wanted to see the game and it wasn't on television, sure. Why not?
If the game was on TV at home, though, there's no way I would
why,
go.
Why would
I don't
you do that? So. You have your own
for the
theaters
experience.
At home now.
But it's also the experience. If you love the experience of going to a game and you like sitting in the crowd and you want to be like you're sitting in a VIP seat or like in a suite, that's exactly what that experience is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the cost of it is, but we were watching, again, it was a Premier League game. What did you think of the quality, Dan? I mean, obviously, you're our soccer expert here. I turned to our soccer expert.
Yeah, Dan.
I mean,
let's go to Dan Menigan, who's down on the pitch. Dan?
It looked really nice. It was a beautiful picture. It was very cool. I think if you did it almost like a college football thing where you were like, all right, we're going to put all of the fans of this team in one theater, all of the fans in this team in another theater, and sell it that way, so then you feel like you are sitting there amongst your brethren, amongst your fan base, where you could cheer and you could do all of that stuff, and I think it'd be outstanding.
I did think it was interesting. It's a fixed seat, too. It's not... You're not watching replay. You're not watching. You are getting the actual experience. Now, you can see the scoreboard, I think, on the other side. So if they had that live inside the venue, you could see a replay there. But it definitely gave you this feeling of being there. And I wonder how far people would go with that. I wonder how much someone would pay to have a virtual VIP experience of an actual game. Because that's really what it is, right? It's almost like virtual experience. And it's half a moon, like an IMAX theater that you're in there. And if you look up at the ceiling, it's the same as having the overhead roof like you are at the arena. It's interesting. If you get a chance, check it out. We'll throw it up on CLE Talking Heads or something like that here coming up in a little bit. Paul Hoynes, good friend, super friend of the show, coming up here in just a moment. We're going to talk about everything that's going on with the Guardians. That's next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
In life, some days are good. And some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.